Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Randy Jackson has opened up to People magazine about what his sister Janet has gone through with her marriage and divorce. Randy claims that Janet suffered verbal abuse and felt like a prisoner in her own home during her marriage to London-based Qatari businessman Wassam Al-Manna. Well, Al-Manna's attorneys have now issued a statement saying he will not be responding to the particular and deeply hurtful allegations. But in the meantime, Randy apparently has been attending court proceedings with Janet, and he's drawing this bleak picture of his sister's life just toward the end of their relationship. He said it was quite abusive. Randy claims that, you know what, no pregnant woman needs to go through being called a bee every day. There were things like that going on. And so whatever she went through, apparently Janet had to move in with Randy. The really sad thing is that the couple just had a baby in January of this year, and my guess, the custody battle will be rough on this one. But Janet will be taking the baby on tour with her, so stay tuned. I'm sure that that's going to be okay in the end. Now, on Tuesday night, that was last night, the biggest names from movies, TV, sports, music, and more took time out of their schedule to participate in Hand in Hand. It was a benefit for hurricane relief, and it was star-studded, and they raised more than $44 million for the victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. According to ABC News, a total of $14 million was raised during the one-hour-long live show. The other $30 million came in the hours that followed. Now, among that, Apple donated $5 million, Albertsons and Merck each gave $1 million, and Houston Rocket star Chris Paul said that the NBA Players Association not only donated $500,000, but would match any professional basketball player's donation up to $20,000. And who was that said America isn't great? And you know what? Jennifer Lopez is doing some bonding with Alex Rodriguez's daughter, Natasha and Ella. They were seen in Beverly Hills, all of them looking real cute and kind of dressed alike. Well, the girls are 12 and 9, and A-Rod is truly gushing about how Jennifer is the girl's role model and how it's a huge thrill for them to be around one of the world's greatest talents. See, I think this is going to turn into something long-term, like another marriage for J-Lo. Hey, why not? And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.